All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back, like I said, with the Sagara family and the Emeru route. So let's go ahead and get started. So we're going to do her, because that's what you guys wanted to see, right? Are you sure it's okay? Yes, but please keep it a secret, you promise? Sure. I answer half-dazed and follow Emeru's guidance and open my legs. The blindfold increases my excitement. It's my first time seeing a man's thing. Really? Is she a virgin? Oh, it got harder. You don't have to point that out. It's amazing. I didn't think it'd get this big with just with my hands. Really? Just with your hands? Wow. I wonder where she learned all this. Ignore my worries, my cock grows harder and harder. Okay, and then I should... Huh? Emeru puts my dick in her mouth. Well, I mean, that's kind of the goal there. Oh wow, this has animation. Her warm lips surprise me and I take off my blindfold. I look down and Emeru's head is bobbing up and down in my crotch. Oh, doesn't it feel good? There you go, there's a view of the whole, I think it's a webum. She mumbles as she looks away, embarrassed. My dick is shining with Emeru's saliva. No, it's not that. I was just surprised because you're so good. Emeru smiles a little and goes back to blowing me. Whoa! It hits me right on the head. She has the tip in her mouth and sucks lightly. She randomly sucks, pressing it against her cheeks. Emeru, it feels really good. Ah, it's so big. Every time she talks, it adds a different vibration. How is it? It's good, real good, Emeru. Please, suck more. Yes. Oh. Whoa, the tingling sensation is all in my head. All on my head. Okay. No, stop. I can't hold it any longer. Ah, not yet. No, I can't. My cum spurts out easily. I can't stop it. I feel too good. Yeah. Ah! The cum splatters all over her face. Yeah, well, kind of burst his load a little early there, right, guys? Ah, sorry. Isn't this normal? Where did she learn all this? Fanzines? I didn't mean to. I'm really sorry. She ignores me and starts looking around her costumes. I'll be ready in a second. Ready? I'm puzzled by what she means. Still ignoring me, Emeru brings out a costume. It's like a ninja, but too revealing to be useful. What's that for? I thought I'm supposed to wear a costume when having sex. Am I wrong? No! And, make sure that every woman knows that, you know, you always have to wear your sex costume when you're having sex. There you go. Just make that a golden rule now. Who told you that? Fanzines and my dad and mom. She starts putting on the top, but she loses her balance. Oh, watch out! I dive in and catch her. She almost hits her head.
あれ? Oh,
Lord, you would have had to bring her to the emergency room. Oh, thank you. Forget it. Just lie down, yeah? Let's continue when you're better.
Bye.
Yes, then. Emeru looks down at her clothes. She's half wearing the costume, so... Can you help me take this off? Huh? Why? It might get wrinkled, and it might rip, too. Oh, really? I really don't understand cosplaying, but... I do as she says and carefully take her costume off. Every time I touch her, she sighs. I was touching her earlier, but I was blindfolded then. Ah, I'm starting to feel bad. Why? Oh, nothing. Any guy would get excited by watching Emeru naked. That includes me. It looks tough. It's gotten big again. Emeru is looking straight at my cock. You can go ahead. She's staring at my cock and she suddenly spreads her legs. She gets into an unspeakable position. Really? Unspeakable? No way. Go ahead. You can use it. Hello? No, I can't do that. Ack! I would really like to say bon appetit and have her, but I still have a sense of reason inside me. I can't do it all of a sudden like this. Oh, really? Can't I just not insert it, but instead do it between your legs? My legs? What? I guess she doesn't know. For starters, can you close your legs? Yes. She closes her legs, still lying face up. I slide my dick between her legs. Oh. Emeru sighs in pleasure. That is a weird position, isn't it? Alright, it feels kind of strange. Can you close your legs a little tighter? You trying to have them scissor your dick off or something? Emeru's inner thighs are already wet with my juice. That's probably tickling her further. She moans every time I rub against her. Does it feel good? Phew, it's hot. I feel it between my legs and it's rubbing against me. The tip of my dick brushes against her pussy. I can feel her wet cunt. It makes it slippery and feels really good. Is this okay for you? Yeah, this is actually pretty good. I increase my speed. I rub against Emeru's soft thighs and lips. Oh, I'm feeling weird. Emeru's juices continue to spread against my cock. I purposely start rubbing against her clit. Ah, oh, it's rubbing against me. I guess I was building up a lot. Even though I ejaculated a few minutes ago, I'm ready for another orgasm. Ah, it's hitting against my thighs and I can feel it twitching. Ah, it feels really good. Ah, please, go ahead and come. Good Lord. She said come, not give her a bath. I ejaculate on her stomach. My cum spreads all over her soft flesh. Oh, I'm sorry. Emeru blankly looks at the white liquid, and she spreads it more with her fingers. Huh? And she puts it in her mouth. I can see cum on her tongue, or see my cum on her tongue. It better be. To somebody else, I'd have some questions. Emeru, what are you? She tries to swallow it, but it gets caught in her throat. She coughs it up. It's bitter. It's not good. I really wonder where she learned all this. Mom was drinking Dad's like it was really good. Maybe my tongue isn't good. Maybe you shouldn't be walking in on your parents fucking. It's kind of weird. Oh, Maria. I wonder what kind of fantasies they were playing out. I start wondering about her parents' sex life. Really? I really wonder. Maybe it's because it came out and was exposed to the air. Really? She asks me with a straight face while she wipes the cum off her body. She still has an expression of discomfort from the bitter taste. Well, maybe if we blend it with your juices, the taste will change. Oh, then we should try it next time. Huh? Next time? Emeru picks up her shirt off the floor and puts it on. She looks at me with an expression full of expectation. That blows away any reason left in my lower body. Wow, they're doing it again. I push Emeru down on the bed. She looks up at me, surprised. I bury my head in her breast and I feel the softness on my face. Her breasts push against me like they can suffocate me. Ah, I can suffocate and die here. Stop saying that. Emeru crosses her arms and squeezes her breasts. Oof, I almost really die of suffocation. If you're gonna play that way, I put my other hand on her crotch. Just as I thought, it's wet. You're drenched. Ah, don't say that. She looks away embarrassed. Do you want to? Well, you're soaked already. That's true. Emeru loosens up and I dig my finger into her more. Ah, your finger is against me. Where? It's tracing along my lips. It's really soft and wet. Ah, don't say that. Really, you want me to stop, but you get more excited, right? Yes. I spread her open with my fingers. I can see a light-colored area. I can see her clit peeking through the skin. What a bad girl. Look at your clit. Actually, you... I was gonna say, you kinda gotta say it like a British... like a Bond villain. What a bad girl. Look at your clit. Something like that. No, please, don't pinch it. It hurts. No, I'm getting weird. She's getting weird, folks. I slide between her spread legs and press my dick against her. She should be okay because she's already wet and spread out. I mean, that's what science says, right? Wow, that's amazing. Ah, it's inside of me. It's so hot. And it's moving inside me. I didn't think I'll be like this. Every time she moves, her breasts sway. Ah, I can feel it. Ah. My pace gets quicker. It feels good. It's hot inside. It's hot outside, too. I'm coming inside. My speed increases and I reach climax. We hold each other tight. I release. Ugh. I feel a tingling sensation on my dick from Emeru's squeezing and suction. Whoa! It's still, Emeru closes her eyes and concentrates on the feeling inside her. A very long pulsation continues, and it finally stops. Emeru is on the bed, limp as a doll. What's wrong? Please remember to keep it a secret. Of course, she's talking about her tism regarding the fucking cosplay. Yes, I will keep your cosplay a secret, tism girl. Come on now, that's fucking... Emeru's on the spectrum, let's be honest here. Yeah, sure. She must be relieved. Upon hearing my response, she falls asleep. Macaroni and cheese. Dude, I used to have a friend. Well, I got a friend of mine. I didn't heard from this guy in years. You know how life passes. But, anyway, his sister used to get horny over macaroni and cheese. Like, I was over at a friend's house, And they were basically telling me that she came over to visit one day, and they had macaroni and cheese, and she got all, like, moaning and shit. Because apparently that shit, like, turns her on. Like, macaroni and cheese turns her on. So just think about it. This chick, you'd cover in fucking macaroni and cheese, like, I don't know, like those human buffets that they do. And she'd just be moaning the whole fucking time. It's crazy as shit what people can get into. Especially if they're on the spectrum. And they're into weird shit. And I can say that because I'm fucking on the spectrum. How dare you make fun of autism. Autistic people, Grim. Well, you guys know I'm on the fucking spectrum. Or I'd be doing a more respectable thing than this, probably. Oh, who cares? Anyway, after everyone leaves the dining room... Let's try that one again. After everyone leaves, the dining room reclaims its calmness like after the passage of a typhoon. Good thing she did it. I'm lazily watching Maria wash the dishes in the kitchen. So your classes were canceled again today? Yeah, because of my dick. No. Yes, actually, I just found out that our professor's sick. He might end up being out for the rest of the semester. When I was choosing the classes, I was choosing them because they looked fun. But I guess I should have checked Oh, 2C. That's a spelling error. I should have checked to see if the professor was going to be around for the whole semester. So now that you have a day off, are you going to go somewhere? No, actually I had to work on a few essays this week and I'm beat. I'm just going to relax today and stay at home. Well, I have no plans of going out either, so I guess we'll stay home together. I'll try not to be too much trouble, Maria. After all, I am a freeloader in this house. Stop saying things like that. You can relax all you want, you know? We pretend to be serious, but we're actually joking around. Days like this, when I have time off on weekdays, I actually have more quality time to spend with Maria. Thanks to that, I feel more comfortable around her now. If you're bored, do you want to join me for tea? I just got some really delicious leaves. Are you full from breakfast? Of course not. Come to think of it, I am thirsty. I still feel things for her, but to a lesser extent now. But Maria still holds a special place in my heart. My first one. Of course, I'm not going to decline an offer from someone special like that. Do you prefer your tea warm or hot? Hot, please. I like to drink it as it gets cooler. That's so manly of you. Oh, really? Somewhere, there was a glint in Chuck Norris's eye. That's how manly that is. Oh, you like to drink your tea hot, do you? Oh, really? Yes, well, I think so. I didn't quite get her point, but Maria continues to pour tea and bring out refreshments. I'm sorry to force you to keep me company. I'm sure you have young girls to go out with. I don't know how to entertain you because I'm so much older than you. I can think of a few things. Stop saying that. If I really didn't want to, I wouldn't be home so much. I really like it here. Thank you. You're so kind. The smell of green tea fills up the room. It's so quiet. I'm getting to like this house, whether it's peaceful like now or when everyone's around and rowdy. To tell you the truth, I like it when you're home a lot, too. You don't stay out late or come home in the morning. Well, of course not. I need to think of the trouble I'd cause you and your family. No, I didn't mean it that way. When you're here at our house, I feel safe. I can hear birds and people passing by from outside. But it feels distant, like the dining room is in a different dimension. I'm gazing dreamily at Maria, who looks lovely as she looks down at her tea.
お風呂に入っている時、夜中にふっと目が覚めた時、
同じお部屋にいなくてもこの家にユウスケ君が男の人がいてくれてるんだなって思うと。
Like the times I'm in the bath, or when I suddenly wake up in the middle of the night. Even when we're not in the same room, I feel relieved that there's a man in the house.
それだけでほっとするの。とっても安心できる。
And I feel secure.
家の中に男の人がいてくれることほど心強いことはないわ。
There's nothing like the assurance of having a man in the house. I'm at a loss for words, and she called me a man. From a boy to a man.Usually what happens. It happens just as I get up to go to the bathroom. I hear a scream from upstairs and then a large thud like something fell against something. What the? I stare at the ceiling for a few seconds and head upstairs. Why did you stare at this? Oh, okay. Because he's upstairs, I see. I run up the stairs.Oh no, what a mess! It's so like her to worry about the mess rather than herself, but honestly, the room is in total chaos. Are you okay? I try to help Maria up, who is buried in a pile of books. The room I find her in is her late husband's library. The Sagara family doesn't use it often, but Maria cleans it regularly. I'm guessing she was in the middle of her routine cleaning, but...
その、大丈夫みたい。どこも痛くしてないと思うけど。
I think I'm fine. No scrapes. I'm okay. Thank goodness, but what were you doing? Maria gets up timidly with my help.
あのね、お掃除してるうちにちょっと探したいものがあったのを思い出したの。どこにあるのか忘れてしまって。いろいろあちこちひっくり返してるうちに。
I was cleaning, and then I remembered something, so I started to look for it. But I forgot where I put it.So as I was turning things over, I guess I lost track of what I was doing. But to this extent... Well, I thought I put it on top of the bookshelf, so I tried to reach it, but I guess I was too short. Maria tries to laugh it off, but as I look up at the bookshelf, I'm appalled. There are stacks and stacks of books. Not only that, but they're all hardcover. If something like that fell on top of her... Maria!Yes. Surprised at how loud my voice is, Maria stiffens up like a child ready to be scolded. You were lucky this time, but you know how dangerous that was? But aren't you exaggerating a bit? Not at all. Especially those up there, they're hardcover. But I thought I'd be fine and felt bad asking you to help, so... No buts.Yes, sir. Why is this person so, and she's the one always saying not to be so reserved? You were just saying earlier how you liked having a man in the house, but she's the one being reserved. It's thoughtful of her to be so considerate, but when you look at it another way, isn't that being distant? Treating me like a stranger? I was really happy when you said that, so I really want you to rely on me more, even if it's something menial like this. Maybe I'm more upset because I get the feeling that she doesn't think I'm special.And that frustration reflects in my tone of voice. I'm so sorry. Maria says nothing more and just bows her head. Seeing her like that, she doesn't look so older than me. In fact, the bewildered look in her eyes makes her look innocent. The look in her eyes calms me down. I'm sorry it was so harsh, but I really don't want you to get hurt.
Yusuke-kun.
After we both clean up the mess, Maria goes downstairs and I'm left alone in the library. I'm looking for a book to read. What's this? I find an old book and pull it out. Unlike the other books in the library, it looks faded and used. As I open it, something falls out. What's this? A picture? I pick it up and look at it. It's a bit faded, but I can see it clearly. This must be Maria. In this picture, Maria is nestling next to a man I don't know. She looks younger? Well, she doesn't look that different. She looks really happy. You can tell she's very much in love with the man she's with. Who is this man anyway? I feel jealously boiling up at this unknown man. Wait a minute, isn't this her late husband? I turn the picture over, with Abe at the beach. Abe at the beach. I'm home. Maria, don't you want to be put in, excuse me. Maria, don't you want to put this photo in a... No. Try it again. Maria, don't you want to put this in a photo album or something? Oh, where did you find this? I found it in one of the books in the library. Oh, I'm so happy. This is what I was looking for earlier. I see, I guess it was in one of the books. No wonder I couldn't find it. This is your husband, right? Maria nods, still gazing at the picture. Yes, well, at the time of this picture, we weren't married yet. So Abe is your husband's name? No, it's my maiden name. I didn't think of going back to that name just because he passed away. Maria Abe. That's what she was known as before she got married. We didn't need that comma there. He used to call me by my last name for the longest time. I guess you'd call him shy. He was very modest. He only called me by my first name after we'd gone out for a while. No getting bored by the picture, Maria continues to gaze at it. It's like she's recalling memories from the smell of the developer on the picture. At first, I thought he was so distant. But then I found out that he liked me for a long time, and he kept all the pictures we took. Although I found that out after he passed away. I guess he was embarrassed. I never had anyone in my life like that. So I can't even imagine what it's like to remember someone. Especially someone who doesn't exist in this world anymore. I see Maria hold the picture against her chest. She must really treasure the memory she shared with her husband. And I think, isn't it hard for her? The husband in the picture is forever with Maria, but he won't ever come back. Do you miss him, Maria? I immediately regret asking her. But Maria just looks at me blankly like I asked something weird. Miss him? Why? Well, you know, because... Well, of course I'm never going to forget him, but I have the children. I have 4 daughters. Never does a day go by without something happening. I have no time to miss him or be lonely. An easygoing answer. I can't tell if she's for real or just holding up. I guess I'm still too inexperienced to tell the difference. And besides, I have you now, too. But I'm just a nuisance in your life. That's not true. I'm really glad that you're staying here with us. Oh, Maria takes my hand and wraps it with both of her hands. And she keeps it wrapped for a while. I don't want to let go either. Another day with canceled classes. I go home early again. I don't know if I'm supposed to feel cheated or lucky. I guess this is what college is like. Maria's running around vacuuming the living room. I should at least go upstairs to stay out of her way. I pass by her and head out of the living room. Whoa, what the? The cord, is this the vacuum cord? Against my foot? Phew, okay, this room's done and the next is... Huh? I grab the first thing I can reach to stay upright. But as I grab something, that something loses its balance too and... Ah! What? Yusuke got... Ah! We both fall down. I thought it hurt more, but instead of the floor, something else. Something soft catches me. Ouch. I'm sorry, Maria. What am I doing? Are you okay? Not only did I pull Maria down with my fall, but I landed on top of her. It looks like she hit her back. Her face crunches up in pain. I'm so close to her, I can see her brows shaking.
Just a little bit. Phew.
That surprised me. Yusuke, are you okay? She doesn't complain one bit and worries about me instead. I try to get up to show her I'm fine, but my hand grabs something soft. That something soft and warm is Maria's breast. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... I know you didn't mean to, but gee, we're in a funny position, aren't we? I think she meant to laugh it off as a joke, but it made me self-conscious instead. My hand, it still remembers the softness of her breast, and I can recall the night I spent with her. What's wrong? And as I recall that night and having her here, her here under me, I can feel the excitement again. I can't pull myself away. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm apologizing about because my hand is still on her breast. If I leave it there and squeeze it, it won't be an accident anymore. She calls my name as if she's trying to find out what's going to happen next. I don't know what she's trying to guess because she won't brush off my hand. I'm still on top of her so much that I can feel the warmth of her body. I can feel her thighs against my crotch. What are you going to do? Her question is not about what's wrong, but what's going to happen. As her heat transfers to my body, I feel blood rushing to my dick. I start wondering what would happen if I told her of my desires. Yusuke, are you gonna stay like this? Her red lips are just above me. If I lift my head up slightly, they'd be within my reach. Maybe the reason why nothing happened after the first night was just because I never found the chance to. And now, as this opportunity presents itself, maybe... May... I'm just about to ask... Do I feel someone watching us? Uh-oh. Emeru says I'm home, and, right happens to be when I'm groping her mother, I guess you could say? I don't know what's going on. It's kind of a crazy story, right? But, we'll get back to it. Don't worry. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out for Grimm's Hentai Corner and the Sagara family, and we'll see you next time for more.